Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. You need help. Yes, you. That's my message for today. Did you know that one of the hardest things that we have to face in life is to learn that we need help living our lives? Why is it so hard? Because we grow up encouraged to believe that we can do anything we put our hearts and mind to doing. I imagine all of us at some time come to rely upon an idol-like thing that we call its. We're told that it's in us to do whatever we want to do. We just have to believe. Well, that's not exactly true. We should ask ourselves, what is it that has this power that it can enable us to do the things that we want to do? Does it think? Does it talk? Does it act on our behalf? Does it have a name? It cannot help us figure out who it is. We need help. It is not in us to do all that we can do. We don't need an it to help us to live. We need a he. It can do nothing for us, but he can do anything. Adam found out about how helpless it is and how helpless he was while he was in the garden. Adam needed help, and he knew it. It could not make for Adam his first pair of pants, but God did. Like Adam, you and I need help. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2 tells us as much. The psalm says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Now plainly this is saying, I need help, and I know where to look for him. King David wrote this song. He had the sense to know that he needed help with life. So he says he looked to the hills, wondering if that is where his help would come from. Then he said to himself, his help with life comes from the Lord, the person who made heaven and earth. Thank goodness, God is not an it. He is a person. And David is saying to us, if the Lord can make heaven and earth, surely he is able to help us with our lives. But we must recognize that we need help. If we don't acknowledge we need help and look for him, then we will have to rely upon it. But it cannot help you find him when it cannot help itself find itself. You need help. If you're finding that things are not working out for you as much as you think they should, perhaps it is because you're relying upon it to do for you what only he can do. We tend to choose to rely on it for our help because it cannot tell us how to act or how to behave or even what to do. Now listen, when you believe you're your own and you rely upon it for your help, this is how your life will grow and how it will be seen. You will rise only to fall to pride. If you're given a position or some authority, it will make you act in a prideful way. But when you seek help from him for your provision, he will position you with the authority to be and to live in a humble, grateful, and thankful way. To overcome your pride, you need his help. You will use knowledge incorrectly. When you acquire some knowledge, it will make you exalt yourself and to act without caution. But when you seek help from him for what you need to know, he will make you wise and discerning and respectful of how little you really know. To overcome your sense of intelligence, you need his help. You will seek more of everything. When you're given a little success, it will make you act like enough will never be enough for you. But when you seek help from him for your needs, he will make you grateful for all that you have. You will never run out of oil when he is your helper. You will become high-minded. When you're given a little victory over anything, it will make you trust yourself more than you should. But when you seek help from him on how to live and to work and to play, he will make you trust him more than you do anyone or anything else. To overcome selfishness, you need his help. We need help with life. That help cannot come from a thing. It must come from Him who made all things. What we do have in us is the life of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes with Him. When we're guided by Him in all that we do, He will make the simple knowledge of things pleasant to us. Discretion will preserve us, and understanding, well, that will keep us safe and sure. You need help. Yes, you. Look to the hills of your heart. That is where you will find your help. Throw yourself into His arms, and He will keep you. He will not fail you because He is your keeper if you permit Him to be.